Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show, as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. You know, I want to revisit a topic that I talked about several months ago, and that was high-speed police chases. And so last night in Milwaukee, again, high-speed police chase. Persons running from the police and run into a tree and perished. And I don't, you know, kind of what I don't understand is people who are so afraid of the police. If you're so afraid of the police, then why do you commit crimes? Why are you out at 2 o'clock in the morning and you know, you got a gun in the car and you're dealing drugs? Why would you if you're out that time of the morning and you know that you're committing criminal acts and you know and it's pretty likely that you're going to run into police. Excuse me. What I don't understand sometimes is the mind of people. So you take off running from the police, a high-speed chase. Where you going, man? You're going to get away some blocks maybe. The best you can do is get away for some blocks. You're not going to get away. I don't care if you are Steve McQueen. Now, only grizzled guys like me know who Steve McQueen. You don't know who he was. Okay, finally we got something he doesn't know. But Steve McQueen had the greatest, they say at the time, car chase scene in Bullet. Bullet was what it was. It was in San Francisco. San Francisco has these up and down streets, and so Steve McQueen was chasing a guy, and they say one of the greatest, scenes ever, car chase scenes ever. Well, that's in a movie. But we continue, man, to have to suffer with police chases in this country. We just have to get to a point, man, where this has to stop. Hundreds are killed each year in police pursuits, many of them innocent bystanders. I don't think that we should be putting the lives of innocent bystanders in jeopardy. I've talked about this constantly. And it can't just be that the person who's running is solely at fault with these chases. And then you see what happened in at the end of this. The police say, well, we call off the chase because he was driving recklessly. Well, if somebody's going to begin to run and you chase them, they're going to keep running. Anybody who has gotten into that flight or fight type of mentality is going to remain dangerous all the way until the end of it because they're so terrified of law enforcement. The Brownsville Independent School District Police and Security Services in Texas responded to a suspicious activity call at 9 a.m. Tuesday morning that culminated in an officer discharging his weapon at a suspect who was recklessly driving through the Porter High School campus. BISD announced shortly after the altercation that no students or staff were injured, but that's not always the case. Reports show that on average, more than 320 people are killed each year in high-speed police pursuits, and 27% of those killed are innocent bystanders. Since 1979, more than 5,000 bystanders have been killed During police pursuits in the U.S., according to HG.org, one of the world's largest legal resource sites. Now, many deaths occur when a suspect hits the bystander with their vehicle to escape police. Fortunately, no one was injured as the suspect sped through a scene on Tuesday in Texas. But, you know, we've got to be smarter. We got to figure out a better way to do things. And to me, that's not the right way to do it. Apprehend somebody at all costs. You know, well, they stole a car. Okay, you stole a car. At the end of that, should not mean a death sentence for innocent bystanders. Well, really, man, even the person who stole the car. You know, it's a stolen car. You know, and the price for that shouldn't be death. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.